We got problems, B.
Uh-huh.
You and I have been vocal advocates to rebuild RFK Stadium.
Yep.
I think you and I view it through a similar prism in that it's an opportunity to completely change a part of the city and restore something that was incredible and make it big and awesome and a real benefit to all parties from Laurel to Fredericksburg, uh-huh. Honestly. Suppose not everybody sees it that way. And, you know, folks are entitled to their opinion. Throughout this process, I think you and I have tried to maintain a calm confidence. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mayor Bowser was on with Sheehan. And I don't know how calm or confident she is at this point. Jeff, you wanna play this and we can kind of come back and see what the hell's going on here?
All right, last one, and this is sort of, you know, the way I do things on radio. Level of concern, 5, you're really concerned about this deal getting done. 0, you've got zero concern. Our football team's going to be playing in a brand new stadium on the RFK site by the year 2030. Where are you today?
That's a good question. Listen, I'm concerned right now that everybody buckle down and get to work. I'm not concerned about our deal. Our deal is solid. It pays off for D.C. And at the end of the day, I think everybody wants the same thing. So I would put my level of concern, because, you know, when you're a big city mayor, you're concerned about everything. I'll put it at a 4.
Okay. Well, that's one away from very concerned, but we'll leave it at that.
All right. She said 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
But the commentary surrounding it didn't sound that concerned. Is that?
Yeah. The giggle at the end doesn't tell me that she's really concerned. Maybe not happening on the time limit that they have put out there, July 15th. But I think overall she thinks it's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think she might also want to seem more concerned to maybe turn the pressure up, because, you know, Mayor Bowser faces a ton of scrutiny on all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The council gets to duck a lot of it. Like, the mayor is the forward-facing person. Like, when average people talk about this, they're not bringing up Chairman Mendelson all that often, and he seems to be the guy pulling all the levers, and like the actual machinations of government appears to me that he controls them. When we take up this bill, when we take up,
mm-hmm.
you know, this discussion, and honestly, my read, when we had Seagraves on last week, what he pointed out is that Mendelson is keeping the financial policy in place. Like, the DC council is going to vote on the actual, like, bond structure,
mm-hmm.
to get the money to build RFK. They just want more time to examine the deal.
Yeah.
And for me, just as a outside observer that, you know, knows some things about what's going on, but I'm not a lawyer or a councilman member. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the, you know, it's been a long time since civics class, I'll say. Yeah. But if you're going to leave the way, if you're going to leave the money structure in there, but you want to create more time so everybody can presumably read the bill, or you can grandstand, perhaps if you wanted to look, yeah. at this with a cynical eye, you could grandstand a little bit and say, oh, I don't know, and you could hold rallies and more hearings and allow, you know, there is opposition. I understand there's opposition to this, and you can allow the opposition to feel more heard. But, like, if the money part of this gets passed, the rest of it is kind of just window dressing.
Yeah. And so I've seen it like that too, and I just it's hard for me to really be concerned when I see the game being played. You know, to say I he never came out and said no. He said, I just need more time. Okay? And there are other people who probably are hiding behind him, but there are others who also don't want to offend him. You know? And I think in the long run, the stuff we talked about with Seagraves, I still think that's a hell of a play. And I think that based off of how that thing came out, they understand that. They know in the long run, in the end, it's going to happen. But you can always go down saying, well, I tried to stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, I think there's so much of that. So I want to give credit. Obviously, the mayor has – The mayor's all in. She has put her money on the table and said, I want this done. And then council members McDuffie, Bonds, Pinto, and Felder have said, yes, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even give credit to Councilwoman Nadeau. I hope I'm saying that right. She at least has been clear. I'm a no. I'm not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
She's not politicking. She took a stance, and while I disagree, I applaud her for taking her stance, right? She mm-hmm. she feels like she's doing what's best for her constituents. Everybody else, B, you got seven people. And the Washington Post put them into four columns. There's the four yeses and the one no, mm-hmm. and everybody else is in the middle, somewhere between undecided and no unless. Undecided means, hey, I'm gonna stand here and get some airtime on this topic, to me.
Mm-hmm.
And no unless means I'm going to horse trade a little bit. I'm going to try to get a little bit more stuff for my ward, and then I'm going to vote yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people in the middle. What they're doing is politics. I understand that. Like, I'm not knocking the hustle here. But, like, all they want to be able to do is say, oh, we fought harder to get this in. Or if this thing goes sideways, they don't want to be out in front saying I supported it or I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the man in the arena. To council members McDuffie, Bonds, Pinto, and Felder, I applaud you for taking a stance. For even the councilwoman Nadeau, I don't agree with you, but I applaud you for taking a real stance.
Yeah.
Do you think all the undecideds, B, are really that undecided and really just need more time? Or do you think they're just mucking this thing up?
I think mucking. I think they're mucking it up. That's what they do, man. It's amazing how you can get all these different people from all these different backgrounds, but when you get into these type of situations, they all do the same crap. They play games.
Totally. Like, yeah. Is this to make your future mayoral campaign look better?
Mm-hmm.
Or have you really not had the time to read the bill? There's also, I mean, to the council side of this, the mayor was also very late in getting the proposal to them. Apparently, there was, I feel like all these deadlines are just arbitrary, but apparently there was a deadline to get the budget sent over that she went way past. And so a lot of this, I think, is just tit for tat, pound of flesh, you took too long, so we're going to delay this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't let the mayor off the hook for taking too long. But if I had to guess, the mayor and the commanders were working through a $4 billion deal, might take some time.
Uh-huh.
I'm hard-pressed to think with more money coming in.
I don't think so.
Like, I just... Dude,
see, this is the thing where I get to this point. So you have someone who's here who's willing to do some work. But everybody else start talking about what's going to happen. But guess what? There's nobody else trying to do the damn work there. Nobody else is trying to build there. It's been sitting there forever, been an eyesore, and nobody's doing anything. But when you got somebody that want to do it, oh, we don't want to do that. But you don't have nobody else to do it. So if you don't have a answer, or you don't have a solution, then I damn sure don't want to hear what you have to say at this point.
Correct. If one of the council members that was in the middle, Mr. Fruman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If Mr. Fruman's like, I'm not sure because I'm working on this deal with American University to build a new hospital and there's going to be AU Hospital and AU Med School on the RFK campus. Like, all right, you got something else that you're trying to do. And that would bring money and jobs and all sorts of stuff. It wouldn't be what I'd advocate for, but at least that's a real idea. Not just like, we got to wait a little bit. I wanted to point this out. Mark Seagraves tweeted this out yesterday. So when all of a sudden it seemed like the green light was on for RFK, at least getting the land back from the feds,
mm-hmm.
if you remember, it was Congressman James Comer that was a very unlikely supporter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's from Kentucky. He's a Republican from Kentucky, if I have that right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Republican from Kentucky. But apparently, and to her credit, he and Mayor Bowser struck up a friendship
mm-hmm.
because they both believe on some level in a bipartisan, like, we do have to be tough on crime. I think that's how they started a friendship, right? Congressman Comer was one of the huge forces in getting the land back to the city to ideally develop RFK Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Seagraves said there was a statement. Congressman Comer is the chairman of the Oversight Committee. The statement reads, Chairman Comer remains a strong supporter of the RFK Stadium legislation, which will unlock the district's full economic potential, create meaningful new jobs, and enhance the beauty of our nation's capital. He looks forward to having a conversation with D.C. Council Chairman Mendelson regarding this once-in-a-generation opportunity in the near future.
Hmm.
What do you hear, B?
I hear what I've been saying the whole time. When 100 people decide to all agree upon something, they're not telling you what they think should happen. They're telling you what they want to happen. Final. That's all I have to say.
It's
going to take, listen, I just hope that, and Josh has the right to say one finger salute to all of them if they don't come around quick enough for him based off what he has his mind set for. But ultimately, if he were to walk away, cool. But I believe this thing is going to get done, and it's going to get done a lot quicker than what they're trying to tell us.
Here's what's going to get done real quick. We're giving away Adam Sandler tickets next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here, Commanders fan. I'm ready to take the excitement global. So join me and True Fan Travel this November for the ultimate fan getaway as Washington takes over Spain. Complete with game tickets, all-inclusive tailgate parties, five nights at the Westin Madrid Cusco, and curated local events across Madrid. Spots are limited, so head to truefantravel.com and lock in your seat. True Fan Travel, they handle everything, and you make the memories. Be part of history for the first NFL game in Madrid. That's truefantravel.com. I hope to see you there in Spain.